This goes to Dr. Gunnell, G-U-N-N-E-L-L. Fax 989-802-5029 regarding Tasha, T-A-S-H-A, Fry, F-R-Y. Date of birth 7/25/1966. Dear Dr. Gunnell, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Fry with stage 5 chronic kidney disease and severe anxiety disorder. Her last visit was June 24th or 25th of this year. She was doing a two-hour peritoneal dialysis treatment regimen, which wasn't helping clearance and really wasn't helping, and she had no symptoms that needed to be treated. So the dialysis was stopped, the PD catheter was removed, and she's been feeling well at home since that was done. She did lose 7 pounds since her last visit, but now her weight has been stabilized right around 160 pounds, she reports. She doesn't have much of an appetite, but she tries very hard to eat regularly, even though she's not having an appetite. And she does have chronic fatigue and poor sleep. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no edema. Urine is clear, and she makes good amounts of urine, and no cloudiness or blood, no current edema. Medications, amlodipine is 5 milligram daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, Coreg 12.5 milligram twice a day, Renvela is 800 milligram 3 times a day, Tylenol 650 milligram 2 tablets at bedtime, multivitamin daily, and a Benadryl 25 milligram at bedtime. Physical exam, weight was 159 pounds and home blood pressure 164 over 92. And lab studies were done 7/31/2024. Creatinine is slightly improved, 5.01. Previous level was 5.11. Albumin 4.4, calcium 9.9, sodium 137, potassium is 5.3. And the range for this level of renal dysfunction would be 3.5 to 5.5, so she's still within range. Carbon dioxide is 17, phosphorus 6.5, hemoglobin is down to 10 or 9.4, and we will treat that. Normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 5 chronic kidney disease. With stable creatinine levels and no uremic symptoms. We will continue to monitor labs monthly. 2, anemia of chronic renal disease. We will give her Procrit 40,000 units every 2 weeks. We may need to check iron studies prior to giving the Procrit, but if that's not necessary, we will check those with the next lab study. She may need some IV venifer also if the iron studies are low. And I've advised her to follow a low potassium diet and low phosphorus diet. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 to 6 weeks. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.